Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 8:39. Tuesday morning. It's a gorgeous day. The entire week is going to be like this. It's like summer in February. A little scary, but enjoy it. It's fun. It's good times.
Oh, man. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that people can watch this show. It's on actually 24/7. It's on live while we're live. And then Vaughn, our guy Vaughn, loops Vonda. It throughout the day. Vonda! Vonda Wizard! He's amazing. Sitting right down there, two windows down. Leans in. Hey, Vaughn. How you doing, buddy? Hey. RadioAlice.com/watch. That takes you directly to the Looking Glass.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Visit one of their four Bay Area showrooms in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, or Dublin. And online
and Dublin.
At AllNaturalStone.com.
And Dublin!
I think we're done.
Oh.
I think we're done.
So you're going to move back into the house today?
I don't know about that. I didn't know I was going to wake up with pneumonia.
You don't have pneumonia. You just have a cold, Vinny.
Whatever.
You're so dramatic.
I feel chilly.
Yeah.
I want to go home and lay down, so I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know that I think we're done.
Yeah.
I think the missus has final approval.
Oh, she's going to sign off on it
she's
today.
She's going to sign off on it, and then we're...
Yeah, just in time for you to be homesick with the kids crawling all over you.
Hey, I'm super excited.
Yeah.
It looks incredible.
Oh,
but I was saying that because we'll have pictures very soon. Yeah. They have to clean up the floors. And
sure.
There's some stuff.
Pull the paper up.
Put furniture back.
Yes.
All that.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, allnaturalstone.com.
Dublin!
Right. It's Mardi Gras, everyone. I don't even know what that means to people. Do people care around here? Are they like, I know what I need?
Some people are into Mardi Gras, yeah. I mean, Fat Tuesdays, this is the last day of it, right? So this is Fat Tuesday, and today's the day when, you know, it's your last-ditch effort to get everyone's tops off, I think, and to barf in a gutter, because you got to be good for the next 6 weeks leading up to Easter.
Okay.
Right?
I think so, but
celebration
I don't...
before we celebrate our Lord and Savior.
I tried.
Your Lord and Savior.
Jambalaya as made by the...
Still repeating on you?
It's not. It's not still repeating on me, but it was not good pre-surf food. Oh. It did not do well out there.
Yeah.
So. But I did it because
scared
of Mardi Gras.
Scared the sharks away. Blah.
Oh, I don't think that they're scared of much.
They don't care about the smell. They're like peppers. I love them. Everything, whatever you've eaten, I'll eat it too.
Top of the food chain out there, buddy. Anyway, Mardi Gras today. The debates are tonight. The Democratic candidates will debate tonight for the South Carolina vote, which takes place on Saturday. Bernie Sanders has a big lead, and many people are speculating he's going to get hammered tonight. So we'll see. And I don't mean drunk. I mean that
all the other candidates will...
Pile on.
A pig pile, yeah.
Point out what's wrong with him.
Yes.
You commie pinko bastard.
Exactly.
I think they'll stop short of that, but that's what they're...
Well, they'll call him the millionaire socialist.
Sure.
It's close to commie pinko bastard in those circles.
Right.
He is old.
Something like that.
Yeah,
something like that.
Musty, crusty, dusty.
The coronavirus continues to be a major problem and has destroyed all my money.
Yeah, the stocks did not look. I made the mistake of looking at my stocks yesterday and went, oh, I got to look away from that. Jesus Christ.
You're a 401k guy or girl. It's not a good time to look at your.
Don't look. Don't look. It's already back up a little bit today. I mean, it's, you know, it's not, it hasn't recovered everything from yesterday, but damn. Yeah.
It's not good.
Nope. It's very bad.
Anyway, it looks like they've asked for more funding to come up with some kind of vaccine or some way to manage this. Many are arguing it's too little, too late. Mm. I don't know.
No.
Yeah,
it's
now.
Not, now. Do it. Okay. You know what's even later? Tomorrow.
Right.
Get to work. I don't want the coronavirus.
Just as we're hearing here locally that it looks like our rainy season's done.
Yes.
And I listen around for people who are like, I heard this lady at the grocery store say, I heard maybe March we have rain. And I was like, oh, that'll be incredible. Who told you that? No source. No.
That's just like the ethers.
Yeah.
That's just high hopes is what that is.
On
it's possible we could get some rain.
Of our lack of rain here. I don't think we've had any in February.
No.
Zero.
I don't think it rained in February.
This is a dramatic decision that could significantly impact Silicon Valley's water supply.
Uh-oh,
they
what?
Say federal dam regulators have ordered Anderson Reservoir, the largest resi in Santa Clara County, to be completely drained starting October 1st.
Why? What?
They say the dam is not earthquake safe and could cause major problems if it were to break. They say this was built in the 50s. It's located.
They can't just build another one on the outside of it and then just take away the inside one.
I have a similar problem getting rid of water in a way that is just to flood an area, like let it go.
But it seems it's a dam. Like build another one right in front. Just get that out. Right
it was built in 1950 and located east of Highway 101 between Morgan Hill and San Jose. And it poses too great a risk of collapse during a major earthquake.
Oh,
so
no.
So they have said, by October 1st, drain it. I hope someone steps up and does exactly what you said, which is let's get to building.
Yeah. Right, just pull right in front of it. Then just get rid of the other.
I don't know.
Seems like that would work.
But hearing that.
You could one in place and that'd be like double, you know.
At a time when we're already tripping on water makes me very nervous. So.
Yeah, you can't be draining a reservoir.
For those of you who
have
it. What
if we don't get rain for 6 years?
Well, it's happened. It's
not. I know. So I'm saying, then now we've drained this reservoir, and it's like, oh, well, we're waiting.
Well, otherwise they open themselves up to a million lawsuits if there's an earthquake and the thing drops.
That is true. Yeah, you don't want anyone to die, but, you know, it seems like maybe we could have addressed this earlier, like during those years when we had rain.
Yeah, I don't know. It either. Seems like it's not a sexy
answers.
Topic.
It's not.
So people don't bring it up.
Right.
You know, in boom years, they're like, hey, let's spend the money on all this other great stuff. Here we are dry, and it's too late. Mm. A guy named Robert Reed works as a janitor in an elementary school near Memphis, and he makes a pretty serious trek to work each day because he loves the people so much. Instead of getting a job closer to his house, he takes 3 buses and walks about 2 miles each way. Last week, a teacher decided to show him just how much she appreciated, how much he's appreciated by starting a GoFundMe campaign to buy him a car. Less than 24 hours later, they'd already raised $10,000.
Oh, my God. That's great. So
Robert literally fell to his knees and started crying when they told him.
Oh.
He says he already loved everyone at the school for giving him rides and helping him out over the years, and they're basically like family to him. And now he'll be able to get a car and have money left over because at last check, they'd raised for him $45,000.
Oh, my God. So he can get a decent car and have
not
the money
Tesla,
to pay for insurance?
But sure.
Well, look, I mean, you know, he can probably use that money for other stuff, too. Is that just his money?
That's his money.
You know? It's expensive to own a car. You can use it for gas money. Maybe he takes his mom out for a nice meal or something. You know?
Right.
Kinds of stuff you can
sure.
do with that.
Well, I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
I think that's great.
It's incredible. What a nice story. A community coming together. I always feel bad when someone, like, you know, oh, help me. And, like, 5 days later, they got, like, $42 in there. It's like, oh,
well,
no one likes you.
Must be a sign that you're not
worthy.
Who you think you are.
Right.
This story is when I went to my senior trip out of high school to Mazatlan.
Yeah.
We drank and partied for 7 days.
Yeah. And you barely ate, you ate nothing because.
Well, I ate peanut butter and jelly until my sandwiches ran out. Yeah. Right. I was starving, and we were talking about how upon landing, we have to have my mom and it was my grandpa at the time take us to In-N-Out.
Yeah.
And that is one of the stories you hear about nationwide. In-N-Out is one of those burgers that people feel like I'd go to California to get an In-N-Out burger.
Right.
You know, it's one of those.
I lived here briefly in the early 90s. I lived in Ventura, and that was where I found out about In-N-Out, right? So
in Ventura.
Loved that. And then after that, I was like in St. Louis, and I met you in Philly, so I lived. But anytime I went to California, I was like, as soon as we get off, I'm like.
In-N-Out.
Yeah, had to have the In-N-Out. Right. You get addicted to it. I don't know. Like, at first I was like, oh, I don't know about the fries. Now they're my favorite fries. Like, oh.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I love them.
All right.
I like the chocolate shake and that.
Well, fast food cravings can drive people to make trips.
Sure.
Specific for
In-N-Out.
What
or
they
whatever.
Want. Well, right. In this case, it is Chick-fil-A.
Oh.
The cross-country team at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in Troy really wanted some Chick-fil-A last week for lunch. The closest Chick-fil-A restaurant was 90 minutes away, or 3 hours round trip. They say it seemed excessive, but there's an airport nearby, the Albany International Airport, that has one there. So what did they do? They pitched in and bought a $98 ticket, and then went into the airport, bought all the food they could eat, and then the one person brought it back out, and they went home and ate.
Oh, my God. How long did it take? Well, did it take 3 hours?
It was a $98 ticket one-way flight to Fort Lauderdale on Delta. It cost them $5.50 each. The team captain says that he used the ticket to get through airport security and buy $227 worth of Chick-fil-A. He left the airport without flying on the flight. But he came back and delivered the food to his friends. 18 guys ordered 15 Chick-fil-A sandwiches, 15 large fries, 156 nuggets, one bag of cookies, and one lemonade.
Well.
I guess.
They figured it out. They scienced out of that.
Yep.
Here they are.
Oh, look at him go.
He goes in there. That's a pretty big bag there.
Oh, they love running. Look at him. That guy was just running.
What did, what's that guy's name who tattooed Always Tired?
Oh, Post Malone. Post Malone.
What was it? Popeyes that he bought for like a whole video crew shoot?
Yeah.
Filled his car with it?
Yeah.
And it had to do with
Postmates,
I think, right?
Right. Yeah. Because that's like the food delivery service. And mm-hmm. What was the deal with them? Was it like he stiffed them or they...
No, I thought he just loved Popeyes and wanted to stoke his
Maybe that was it.
He was shooting a music video or something.
They were
like
saying
that.
Who spent the most on Postmates, and it was like him and some of the Kardashians or something.
Right. Oh, right.
Yeah. The Jenners, whatever. Kylie Jenner gets her bagel every day from Postmates.
Have trouble waking up in the morning?
No. Oh, God. I spring out of bed like it's the best day of my life. Singing songs.
Here's something that... here's a suggestion for you.
All right.
The article is entitled, An Ode to Cold Showers.
Oh. And first... You love a cold shower.
I do. Usually I go... I take my hot shower, I shave or whatever I'm up to, and then I flip it cold.
Because you're insane.
For a minute.
You want to ruin the experience.
And
got
then
it.
Well, no, because it actually closes your pores. There's a function to it.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean I have great skin, but who knows how much worse it would be.
If you weren't putting the cold water on there. Huh.
When the water hits.
Yes.
You're no longer tired. You gulp air, your pulse thumps, your brain, meanwhile, your lovely furry old brain goes glacier blue. Under the jet of cold water. It's kind of accelerated mindfulness.
Who does this? Raise your hand if you do. God, of course you do.
I knew Brandon would do that.
Of course he does.
You don't do that at all?
No.
What about you guys?
Uncomfortable.
Sales guys and the project manager. No? No, they don't do it. Nicole? No. That's what crazy people do.
Try it tomorrow. See
surprise.
How much better you feel.
It's Brandon and Vinny.
But if you turn the shower hot enough that you're like really hot, then you turn it cold, it's like... good balance.
I do that every once in a while.
Yeah.
After I go really hot, I'll go cold, but it's not.
Well, if you go to any spa, they probably have a hot tub and a cold plunge right next to it.
I like that because you can go all in.
It's the same thing.
It's not the same though because there's like a minute where it gets cold. It's just like, you know, the lead up. Is this how you sound in the shower every morning?
That's Vinny in the shower.
No,
for sure.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with it.
Ah!
Nothing's colder than our ocean. So whatever temp that hits,
to you, right?
Yeah, it doesn't feel like that. Mm. Where am I at? Oh, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys sent.
All right.
C is on Apple TV. My husband works on iTunes, video content team.
See, I knew it was on one of them.
See? Please give them proper credit. Thank you.
You're welcome. C is on Apple TV, everyone. By the way, that's a great show. I loved it. I can't wait for the next season. It stars Jason Momoa. And I don't... Oh, Alfre Woodard. Is that how you say her name? She's in it. She plays old... They're all blind. But then suddenly, there are children who can see.
Oh, good.
It's freaky. It's really good.
And they're happy for them, and they encourage them. They want them to see and
no,
help
they believe
them down
that God
these stairs
took away
they keep falling down.
God took away their sight because humans were bad. That is what they believe.
So they don't take the kids who are born with sight away.
I guess you'll have to watch it and find out what happens.
Oh, that's cruel. All right.
They have great names, too, like Baba Voss. And
finally, someone.
Jorla Morell.
Who also watched C. It's amazing. Why isn't everyone talking about it?
Yeah, C is great. It's great.
June.
Huh?
Tamak Di Jun.
Is that someone who's in it?
Yeah. Magra.
Oh, just, Magra. Magra is the lady.
You don't know Tamar J. Jun?
Tamak Di Jun.
Tamak Di Jun?
Tamak Di.
Tamak
Di. Tamak Di.
I don't remember who Tamak Di is.
Man, you know what I'm having trouble with?
What's
the,
that? Oh, Tamak Di's the warrior guy, isn't he?
I haven't watched this.
Okay. Go ahead. You're having trouble.
This guy right here. You know that guy?
Nope.
No.
They don't. Nobody looks like that in the show. I'll tell you that right now. They can't see, and they just, you know,
word
all
party
put together weird. Oh.
Forgive me, but word party has introduced a Chinese character, and so now they're doing Chinese language.
Fantastic.
A little turtle. Well, it is fantastic. It's surprising because we all grew up here in California learning Spanish.
Yes.
So it's neat that they've decided this is the market we're going after, the Chinese market.
Do you know if it's Cantonese or Mandarin?
Mandarin. Yeah, I do know that. So it's a trip because we're watching it, and all of a sudden I'm like, how are these kids going to get this?
I have thought to myself that if you introduced a symbol-based language like that to a child, that they'd be able to wrap their head around it more easily. Once you've already sort of like learned to read and you know the sounds and the characters that we use, to have like sort of, I think it's a no-brainer, and we do so much business with China.
Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't we let kids have at least an overview, whether they wind up learning it or not, they would have some kind of grasp.
Word Party, new turtle. She speaks Chinese, everyone.
So Word Party's just a cartoon?
It's a kid's show, yeah.
Hit at my house.
Yeah.
Mine
never
too,
heard
yeah.
of it.
Word Party. And they have like stories.
The party's
and then
just begun. Yeah. Word Party.
Something about time to have fun.
Time to have some fun, yeah.
Exactly.
Word Party. Oh boy, the cold is coming.
I'm ready to go.
Okay, we're going to take
Thank
a quick
you.
Break.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.